Welcome everyone to Let's Talk in English. It's a beautiful day to learn some English together. Hi everyone, my name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is entertainment. And today's title of the lesson is Now You See It, Now You Don't. Now You See It, Now You Don't. Okay, Katie. What happened yesterday?
Well, in yesterday's lesson, Jim was trying to find a magician for his son's birthday party. And remember, Susie used to do magic tricks, so she can help Jim. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie. Thank you for joining us today.
All right, everyone. We're going to continue this lesson with part two. Let's go to Katie and read it.
Susie will put on a magic show, but she is a little out of practice, so she is doing simple tricks. She won't pull a rabbit from a hat, but she can make a coin appear behind Abby's ear. How did she do it? That's a magician's secret. She does a trick with money, too. She folds up a $10 bill and makes it disappear.
If you saw yesterday's lesson, remember that Susie is going to save Jim's life. She's going to do some magic tricks at his son's birthday party.
Yeah, and that's going to help him out a lot. I hope we get to see the tricks that Susie does, Peter.
I think we will, Katie. Magic tricks are really cool to watch. Friends, do you like to watch magic shows?
They're so exciting. If you go to a big magic show, you'll get to see different kinds of tricks. They're so cool to watch.
Yes, they are. All right, everyone, let's review our keywords with Christina.
在 Jim 儿子的生日派对上， Susie 要表演魔术秀。 She will put on a magic show. 动词片语Put on 就是上演演出的意思。Susie 说她没有兔子，所以不打算变兔子的魔术。兔子就是 rabbit。Susie doesn't have a rabbit。不过她可以从 Abby 的耳朵后面变出钱币来。She can make a coin appear。动词 appear 就是出现。而耳朵就是 ear。A coin appears behind Abby's ear。它到底是怎么变的呢？这当然不能说咯，那是魔术师的秘密。秘密就是 secret. That's a magician's secret. Susie 还会把十块钱钞票折一折，然后变不见。把东西对折或是折起来就是 fold. She folds up a $10 bill.
Hi, Abby. Do you want to see a magic trick?
Sure. I didn't know you did magic tricks.
I used to do them a lot, but I'm a little out of practice.
Okay, show me a trick.
Wait, I think I see something behind your ear.
Hey, that was pretty cool. How did you do that?
I can't tell you. It's a magician's secret.
That was so cool. We got to see a magic trick. Susie found a coin behind Abby's ear.
Yeah, where did the coin come from? That's the trick, friends. Magicians can make things appear and disappear.
Hey, appear is a key word we'll talk about later. What can we talk about in this conversation?
Let's talk about the word secret.A secret is something important you can't say to anyone else.
Yeah, if someone tells you a secret, you shouldn't tell another person. When you don't tell a secret, we say you keep the secret.
Magicians have to keep their tricks a secret. They can't tell you how they do their tricks. But we can tell you this calendar phrase!
I can't tell you.
I can't tell you.
我不能告诉你。
Ta-da!
Wow! How did you do that magic trick?
I can't tell you.
But I really want to know.
I can't tell you.
Please tell me. How does it work?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because I don't know how it works. Ta-da!
I can't tell you.
I can't tell you.
我不能告诉你。
Susie does a lot of tricks, but she's out of practice. When you're out of practice, that means you can't do something very well anymore.
You usually say this about something you used to do a lot. Like, I used to play soccer, but right now, I'm out of practice. I haven't played for years.
Susie thinks she's out of practice at magic tricks, but Abby still wants Susie to show her a trick. Let's learn more about this phrase with Christina.
Susie 说她会变魔术，所以 Abby 就说变一个来看看吧。Show me a trick.动词 show 有展示的意思，这个常用的句型就是 show someone something， 表示展示某样东西给某人看。比如你要进场去看电影的时候，一定要出示你的电影票，所以对门口的服务人员 you must show him your ticket， 或者进入某些地方是有年龄限制的，所以你可能需要出示你的证件，门口的服务人员会说Please show me your ID. 这就是 show someone something 的说法。
Thank you, Christina. Even though Susie is out of practice, she finds a coin behind Abby's ear. Now we can learn about our grammar point with Rebecca.
Here's today's exciting grammar point. I think I verb something...something. For example, I think I know something about the test tomorrow. Or, I think I left something in the office. You got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. And I think it's time to go to Conversation B. So, let's go there now.
I hear you're putting on a magic show.
Yes. I'm going to do a few tricks for Jim's son's birthday party.
Will you pull a rabbit out of a hat?
No, I don't have a rabbit.
So, what kind of tricks will you do?
I'll make things appear and disappear. I'll show you.
Hey! That was great! Can you do any card tricks?
Sure. I'll show you one.
Susie is showing everyone her cool magic tricks. She can make things appear and disappear. That is so cool!
Yeah, it is. And let's review those two words. Appear and disappear.What do they mean?
Appear means to make something be right there. Susie just made something appear back in conversation A. It wasn't there, and then it was.
You're right. And when something disappears, it goes away really, really quickly. Magicians are great at making things disappear.
That's a great trick. And what are some other tricks that magicians often do?
Rob talks about one. He asks if she can pull a rabbit out of the hat. This is a trick that a lot of magicians can do.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool to see. How did the rabbit get in the hat? Where does it come from? Those are questions I always ask when I see that trick.
Me too. It's a really cool trick. Have you seen this trick before, friends?
But Susie won't do that trick. She doesn't have a rabbit. I guess that is an important part of the trick.
That's right. She could try some card tricks. She knows how to do those kinds of tricks. Do you know any card tricks, friends?
A lot of people know how to do card tricks, but you can also play a lot of games with cards.
That's right. Cards are really fun. And in English, we call all the cards together a deck of cards. There's a lot of cards in one deck. Actually, there are 52 cards.
Thanks, Peter. I think Susie will have a lot of great tricks to do when she puts on her show. Friends, let's take a break now. We'll be back soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello again, everyone. This is an entertainment lesson today. Susie is going to put on a magic show at Jim's son's birthday party.
Yeah, Susie is really good at magic tricks. She can make all kinds of things appear and disappear. And she can do card tricks, too. Let's learn some more in Conversation C.
Hi, Alex. Do you want to see a magic trick?
Sure.
Give me a $10 bill.
Okay. Here you go.
I'll fold it up, put it in my hand.
Hey, my money is gone. You made it disappear.
I did. Do you want me to make it appear?
Please. And can you make something else disappear?
Sure. What?
Make all my work disappear.
This is a funny conversation. Susie is great at doing magic tricks. She makes Alex's money disappear.
I'm sure that's just a joke. She'll probably give it back. Or, like she says in the conversation, she'll make it appear again.
That's good. And Alex wants Susie to do a special trick for him. He wants her to make all his work disappear.
I think we all want that to happen sometimes. When I have too much work, I want it to be gone too.
When something is gone, it's not there anymore. In Conversation C, Alex's money is gone. Let's learn more with Christina.
Susie 变魔术把 Alex 的钱变不见了，所以 Alex 紧张地说 ，Hey, my money is gone. 句中的 gone 是 go 的过去分词，做形容词用，表示消失不见，用完了，不复存在。如果你多阅读的话，就会发现 gone 的用法很广，很有弹性。My cell phone is gone， 就是我的手机不见了。如果食物吃完了，也可以说 all the food is gone。或者如果有人过世或永远离开不见了，就说 he is gone。这些都是 gone 的用法。
Thanks, Christina.Alex's money is gone, but I think Susie will make it appear again. She won't take his money.
I guess. Friends, Susie is really great at doing magic tricks. I thought she was out of practice, but I don't think she is.
Yeah, she knows some card tricks. She can make things appear, and she can make things disappear, too.
Good for Susie.I like the trick where she makes the money disappear. She puts it in her hand, but then where does it go?
That's the trick, Peter. I wonder how she did it. Friends, can you do a trick like that? Maybe you could try it on your friends.
But if you try that trick, make sure you give everything back, okay? You don't want to upset your friends.And now it's time for us to say our key words. Let's say them together.
Here's the first key word. Put on. put on. Amy will put on a dinner for everyone.
Rabbit. Rabbit. This little rabbit is so cute.
Appear. Appear. The moon appeared in the sky.
Ear. Ear. Turn down the music. It hurts my ears.
Secret. Secret. I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Fold. Fold. Fold the note and put it in an envelope.
Those were all the key words. Right now, let's review all of today's conversations.
Hi, Abby. Do you want to see a magic trick?
Sure. I didn't know you did magic tricks.
I used to do them a lot, but I'm a little out of practice.
Okay, show me a trick.
Wait, I think I see something behind your ear.
Hey, that was pretty cool. How did you do that?
I can't tell you. It's a magician's secret.
I hear you're putting on a magic show.
Yes. I'm going to do a few tricks for Jim's son's birthday party.
Will you pull a rabbit out of a hat?
No, I don't have a rabbit.
So, what kind of tricks will you do?
I'll make things appear and disappear. I'll show you.
That was great! Can you do any card tricks?
Sure. I'll show you one. Hi, Alex. Do you want to see a magic trick?
Sure.
Give me a $10 bill.
Okay. Here you go.
I'll fold it up, put it in my hand.
Hey, my money is gone. You made it disappear.
I did. Do you want me to make it appear?
Please. And can you make something else disappear?
Sure. What?
Make all my work disappear.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monkey Man's Magic Show.
Monkey Man, you're not a magician.
Yes, I am. Watch me do a trick.
I'm watching.
I'm going to make a banana disappear.
Really?
Yes, I'll say the magic words, banana, banana, banana be gone.
Those aren't magic words.
Yes, they are, Ginger. Now, watch carefully. Look. Ha 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 ha! The banana is disappearing!
Hey! Mm. You're eating my banana!
Mmm! It's delicious!
That's not funny, Monkey Man!
It's almost gone!
Oh, Monkey Man! Ha ha! Very funny!
Hello, everyone! This is Jack's File, and I'm Jack. Today, I'm trying to do some magic tricks. Magic tricks are fun. You can make things disappear or make strange things happen. When people see the trick, they think it's magic. Okay, do you see this coin? I can make it disappear. Watch. This man is a magician. That means he does magic tricks. He does magic to entertain people and make them wonder. Magic is not real. this man can't really make things appear and disappear. But he can make you think they do. Now, he will make a piece of cloth disappear. Watch carefully. He holds the cloth in his hand. Then, he closes his hand and pushes all the cloth down into it. He shakes his hand and opens it. What happened? The cloth is gone. How did he do that? Now, he reaches into his pocket and pulls something out. It's the cloth. Wait, it's not just one cloth. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cloths. That's amazing. Let's watch another trick. Many magicians use a big black hat. He shows you a black hat that is empty. Then he waves his hand over the hat. He reaches inside and pulls out some flowers. Wow! How did he do that? Being a magician takes a lot of practice. You have to practice all the tricks very carefully.
Well, I can't show you my magic trick now. It's not ready. I need a lot more practice. Maybe I can show it to you another time. I like to watch people do magic. Some tricks are really amazing. Now I'm going to disappear, okay? Everyone, close your eyes and count to 3. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
That's the end of our entertainment lesson. And that also means that it's the end of the month. This is the last day of March.
But tomorrow we'll start a new month of learning together. So we hope you come back and join us then.
Yes. Did you enjoy today's entertainment lesson, friends? We don't talk about magic shows very often, but they're so much fun to watch.
Yes, they are. I always like watching magic shows. And we hope that you like watching this show. Come back for a new one tomorrow here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.